Let me Google that.
In general, it's believed that this goes back to the Middle Ages. Like, this is a superstition that has been held for a very long time. And it's actually debated, like, where it originated from. But I think there's a cultural consciousness around what it means to think that it's unlucky. So basically, you've got two things, because Friday has been regarded as an unlucky day of the week, but you got 13, which is, of course, widely regarded as a unlucky number. And if you put it together, like a Friday that happens to fall on the 13th day of the month. Now, if you're looking back to try to figure out where the origins came from, you might look to Norse mythology, because the number 13 became unlucky due to a certain dinner at Valhalla, where Loki was the 13th guest at said dinner, and he arranged for Hodur, the blind god of darkness, to kill Balder, the god of joy. And because it was the 13th guest who brought death to the table, the number then became a harbinger of doom. Now, one of the reasons that people still hold the superstition, even though it is very old, is that it's mentioned a lot in the Bible. Specifically, like, Christianity may be one place where this superstition really has a hold on people, because there are just so many examples of, like, 13 being somewhat associated with, like, a bad event in the Bible. So Eve tempted Adam with the apple on a Friday, so that kind of gave Friday its unluckiness. Cain killed Abel on Friday the 13th. Judas was the 13th guest at the Last Supper, and Jesus was crucified on a Friday. And one of the ones that, like, might have been related to the Last Supper that has, like, transcended the Bible or transcended specific religious culture and has just become, like, a cultural thing is that I guess you're not supposed to sit 13 people at a table. Like, if you're throwing a party or if you're doing an event and you're having people sit down for dinner, you shouldn't have 13 people at the table because, so it says, one person at that table will be dead within a year. Ooh, so spooky. So that being said, in contemporary times, there are, like, an estimated, like, 20 million people in the US who state that they have paraskevidecatriophobia, which is the fear of Friday the 13th. Say that three times fast. I couldn't even say it fast one time. There have been plenty of stories written about the potential unluckiness of Friday the 13th, one of which was penned by a Thomas Lucen in 1907. He wrote a story about a Wall Street broker who chose the day to enact his rage and essentially destroy the stock market. Other things that have happened on Friday the 13th in 1972, which was also an October Friday the 13th, a Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 crashed into the Andes and 21 people died when the plane crashed. Another 8 died in an avalanche, and 16 of the passengers survived by resorting to cannibalizing the other passengers and were rescued 72 days later. And I feel like maybe that's gonna be an episode in and of itself, because I read about this and was like, wait a second, why haven't I done an episode about this? And throughout all of this, there have been plenty of people who have attempted to debunk the unluckiness of Friday the 13th, one of which was a Civil War veteran named William Fowler, who in 1880 founded the 13 Club, whose task was to destigmatize Friday the 13th and debunk the legend of its unluckiness. But it's actually really hard to try to disprove the unluckiness, which is, of course, kind of anecdotal. But also, even if you were going to try to find statistics on it, like how many bad things really do happen on a Friday the 13th, it's actually hard to say, because so many people avoid doing certain things or avoid doing anything at all that they would normally do. People are less likely to get on a plane, less likely to travel, less likely to even just be on the roads, or they're going to be subconsciously or consciously trying to be more cautious. So you're not actually going to get accurate data, because people are aware and have a bias to the unluckiness of the day and are trying to overcompensate for it. And this isn't just something that, like, individuals do. A lot of times, even when we're constructing buildings, like, architects won't put in a 13th floor. If you go into, like, a high-rise building in a city, it might just be, like, the floors, if you're in an elevator, the floors go from 12 to 14 with no 13th floor. And many hospitals are designed to not have any rooms that are room 13. And hotels also tend to avoid having a room 13. Sometimes it even gets to the point where people are designing neighborhoods and they're like, we don't even want this house number to be 13. And one place where you might see this is in Florence, Italy, where the house between 12 and 14 on a road would be called 12 and a half rather than 13. So your address would be like 12 and a half, like some road, rather than 13 some road. But if you don't hold a superstition about Friday the 13th, it's actually a pretty good day to try to book a ticket somewhere, like, because plane tickets tend to be cheaper on Friday the 13th because people don't want to fly on that day. Anyway, so I always love superstitions. This is just a taste of them. There are plenty of like Friday the 13th related things, but you should definitely call in today and tell me if you think that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day, or if you're one of those people that thinks that it's like the opposite and you regard it as like a really super lucky day.